Hi, I'm Lisette Rodriguez.
And I'm Jeremiah Rodriguez.
And this is
Speaking Life Podcast, where we're inspiring hearts
and transforming minds. So today I thought we would speak about something that I had a lot of trouble with, but I've gotten much better with.
And what could that be? I could think of a few things.
Okay. Well, the one thing I definitely struggled with, but now I'm better with, is self-care.
Ah. Self-care is extremely important, isn't it?
It is, but I found out the hard way.
Explain.
Because I didn't really mean... I really didn't know what self-care meant. So...
Are you talking about when, like, Mama and Papa came into the house, or...?
Yeah. So, but even before
my grandparents, my grandparents.
But even before them, like... I think self-care is important at any point in your life.
Yeah.
Right? And but it didn't become real to me until I had the responsibility of your grandparents, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because you invited a lot on your plate at that time period. Oh, that was before COVID, right?
Yeah. But I don't think I invited. I kind of felt like I didn't have much of a choice. Like it was the right thing to do.
True. True. And I don't think you knew what, like, I think you always wanted them to be with us, but I don't think you knew, like, the cost it would bring in them. Now, we were excited at first and stuff of that nature, and then it got real quick.
But I think the thing was, like, think, you know, we were starting Hope.
Yeah.
And starting any ministry from the ground up in the very beginning, like, that's a lot right there.
It was nerve-wracking at that time, too.
And trying to make sure that everything was in place and trying to make the best of what we had. And then now I had that added onto my plate.
Yeah.
And through all of that, when I look back in hindsight, I realize I never really implemented self-care. No one ever, I don't remember ever anyone speaking to me about self-care. I don't remember anyone ever impressing it upon me. Not my mentors, not... my friends, not even
your mentor?
No, because you know what it is? I don't want to put the blame on anybody. The reality is I always made it seem like I was carrying the weight well.
Yeah. Putting up a front, pretty much.
And I don't know if it was putting up a front, but I kind of felt like I was okay. I had a lot going on, but I felt like I was okay. And I didn't know that self-care was a factor that I was missing, if that makes sense.
No, it makes complete sense.
It wasn't until everything started piling up on my plate like a mountain.
Yeah.
That I discovered, because in my mentality, serving others and doing for others always came first. Like... to me, that was common sense. Like, you help other people, you serve other people, and that's what the gospel teaches us, right?
Yeah.
We're here to serve. And so self-care, like, that was foreign to me until I found myself needing it. So I wanted to speak about that today, because if there's anybody out there like me, you're going and you're going and you're going and you're going and you get stress and, you know, you might catch an attitude and you might blow up here and there, not understanding that that doesn't mean because you're reacting that way that you're a bad person, but it does mean that you're lacking something.
Oh, for sure. But what about, like, Pastor Glenn used to say all the time, like, make sure you don't pour out from an empty cup. So that indicates to me that, you know, you have to apply self-care, because you got to take care of you first, right? So you have to make sure you're filling your cup so that way you can overflow to others. So, like, how did that not translate for you?
I took it as the gospel. Like, you can't pour out from an empty cup, so make sure you're studying the word. Make sure you're in the word so that when you do pour out, you're pouring out from the word.
Okay. I mean, but that didn't trickle out in, like, every other area of life?
No.
At all?
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Whenever he would say that, I took it for the gospel. Like, in other words, make sure you know what you're talking about when you're counseling others and you're advising others. Like, make sure you know what you're talking about. So don't pour out from what you think, pour out from what you know.
Yeah. I mean, in your defense too, like, I kind of, I guess me versus you, like in my time, like I know better because you instilled it into me so much. Not only does it apply to like biblical things, but it applies to your personal daily life. So like, I guess like back then it was different. And then it just meant apply to church versus let it trickle in the rest of your life as well.
So growing up, your grandparents never taught me that either.
Did they take care of themselves? Like, did they ever say, oh, I need a self-care day? Or did they ever do anything on the side? I know mama always had her garden. Maybe that was like her form of self-care, but she had no idea.
Maybe they didn't know how to express it or speak about it. But growing up, I just remember that everything was about church, church, church. Everything was centered around, you know, going to church, preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, I really never saw them in need of self-care either, because they worked like a well-oiled machine. Like,
yeah.
I never saw them break down.
Do you think that's more like relevant now then? Because like, I feel like back then everything was like, you got to, you know, go through a wall. You have to, no matter what your feelings may feel. Now it's just more like, I feel like we're in an era now where it's just like, you need self-care. You need to take care of you before you take care of others. Like, it's this thing, we figure it out after a course of time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just think there were different times. And I remember back then, I spent 4 or 5 days in church and Sundays twice.
Yeah.
So my life was surrounded around church. So that's practically all I knew.
Yeah.
And from watching them preach the gospel, I remember watching my parents drive the church bus to go and pick up the people. So we had to leave early.
I really can't imagine.
Oh, listen. Listen, we had to leave early, go pick up the people, get to the church, open up the church, then start everything to start the service. And then at the end, the same thing.
Yeah.
Get the people back in the church van, you know, get them to stop talking, close up the church, make sure everything is locked, drive them home, and then you get home last.
Sheesh.
So serving was all I really, and back then it was just, the way you learned was by observing.
That's true.
I tell you guys this all the time. Yeah. Like, I didn't need no instructor to tell me how to drive because I had no other choice but to look and observe.
Definitely different times, obviously different times, because now we have phones, like high tech phones now. So like that, when you were trying to tell us you should know where you're going, I was just like, yeah, that's not happening.
Totally. I was 11 years old. We lived in Carteret. My parents were helping a pastor in Keyport. I knew my way there and back. At 11. But we didn't have the distraction you guys had.
Oh, you were focused. You had all the time in the world to just focus on every road that you were on.
Listen, I knew at 11 years old, if they would have gave me that car, I knew how to drive it.
I can't say the same thing at 11 years old.
Oh, I obviously, you guys are totally in a different, you know.
We had the Game Boys, you know, anything we had, you know, to pass the time during that time period.
Who was it? The Little Mermaid? A whole new world.
And that was not me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was.
That was not me.
You guys did not even know that to get to Restoration.
No. That came out during my time period, but that movie is just not me.
No,
it's not a reflection of me. It's not a reflection of who I am. Okay. Lion King all the way.
Oh my God. I didn't say that was your favorite movie.
Lion King all the way.
He was a Lion King. I still is a Lion King fan, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, you know, you guys were in a different world and a different mindset.
No, for sure.
Compared to the way I was raised.
Oh, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that.
So self-care was never a topic, not in the church, not in meetings, because I sat in a lot of meetings that I had no business in sitting in. Yeah, self-care was never.
So now that you figured out what self-care was, what would you have done differently back then? Had you known what you know now?
I don't know.
Or actually scratch that. Matter of fact, let's start with, what do you do for self-care now?
Oh, okay.
That's more of a better question. Let's start there first. Like, what is your routine as far as self-care is concerned?
Well, self-care is different for everyone, right?
Of course.
Because obviously everyone's need is different. The responsibilities that I currently have on my plate require a lot from me.
Yeah.
I'm that person that, not that I'm asked, but I'm determined to give my best to every single person, to every single thing.
Yeah.
I don't ever believe going into something like, you know, halfway. Like I, if I commit to something, I'm going full force. Like I'm just going to. So when I preach, when I teach, when I have my mentees of Reset Her, when I do whatever, I go in full force because I want to give them the best.
Sure, of my ability.
And because I still care for both of your parents, I mean, your parents, my parents.
You are my mother.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Hopefully you care for you.
So now that I'm caring for both of your grandparents,
yeah,
and both of them have, you know, my mom has late stage dementia. My father has Alzheimer's. Self-care became real to me. It's almost like I woke up one day and I'm like, I can't live like this anymore. So I had to challenge myself. Well, what are you going to do? Because running away is not an option.
Nah, you can't.
It wasn't an option. So I started to work out at the gym. To get up early during COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
I started to get up early. I started to go to the gym. And I started to notice that after I would come home, I was in a better mood. I was in a better headspace because I had a lot.
Yeah.
And I still do have a lot. Like people don't understand all that I do in a day's period of time.
Yeah.
And I had to learn how to take care of myself because I went down a road of depression, not knowing I was depressed. So while I was depressed, I was a functional person in depression.
Yeah, you definitely could have fooled me. I would have never known that you were depressed. I'm just finding out now that you were depressed.
Yeah, I was depressed. I was numb for months. And I would speak, you know, to those that were in my circle. And I would say, I don't know what's going on. I don't cry at situations that I should cry in. I'm not worried about certain things. And not that there weren't things that were concerning. I wouldn't allow myself to feel. I was in a different place. And I knew I was in a different place and identified. But it wasn't until one of my mentors started speaking to me and I opened myself up. And the line of questions that were given to me as I started to answer, because that's the one thing. I don't want to lie. And I don't want to ever fake the funk. Because if I have to be fake in front of you, then you can't be my mentor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need you to be able to see me raw. I need you to be able to see me naked in a sense.
Without a mask, pretty much.
You know, without a mask, right. So as she's asking me these questions and I'm answering them truthfully, not only is she seeing something new, but I'm seeing something new. I'm like, hold up. After the series of questions, I started crying for the first time in what felt like to me forever. And I came to the conclusion that I was angry at God. Yet, I was still preaching. I was still teaching. I'm pastoring. I'm serving my parents. I'm serving you guys. I'm serving my husband. I just didn't understand why I felt numb. And when she asked me those questions and we made that discovery together, I broke. I swear to you, like something broke off of me. I started to feel again. I started to care again. I started to, you know, cry when situations, you know, called for that.
Yeah.
And my life changed from there. And I said, I started questioning myself, what am I going to do to avoid going down this path again? And I started realizing because in my mind, since you guys and my parents and the church was priority, I was giving, 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 giving. And I felt like putting me last was the answer. I felt like that made sense.
Yeah.
I love you, so I'm serving you first. And then I'll get to me. The problem is I never got back to me.
And that's usually how it works.
And I didn't realize that that's what I was doing. So to answer your question, I remember going to the gym mad early in the morning with the girls when we lived in Jackson and coming home by 7 so that I can take care of your grandparents. And as I started that, I started noticing that my mood was changing. I started noticing that I came home with energy. My mindset was in a different place. Like, I was in a better space to serve.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, COVID hits and now the world is shut down.
That was my favorite time.
Why?
Well, shout out to Jackson Retro. I used to work at Jackson Retro, as you know.
I know.
So, you know, I had the keys and, you know, people right. weren't allowed in,
right.
but I let you in, right?
Right.
Amongst other people, and I was charging them. Smart businessman. I know.
Jeremiah.
What? It's the truth. So for me.
You want everybody to know that right now?
Yeah. So what? They got to know. I was having a good time during 2020. I think 2020, everybody should have took advantage. Why? Because this was the first time in the world's history that the world was put on pause. Like, everybody was stuck in their home. Like, there was nobody going to work.
You really think everyone needs to know that?
Well, you know what? It was a great time for me. I had a great time. So, but I also learned a lot. For real. I did learn a lot.
You're not answering my question.
What's the question?
What benefit do they have in knowing this information?
Oh, that I was still taking care of me. Self-care. What are you talking about? That was self-care.
While you're throwing yourself under the bus.
Well, Jackson Retro is closed. It doesn't matter. It happened years ago. It doesn't matter now.
He has a different mindset.
I had a great time. And she got to the gym because of me. You're welcome. Right? So it was a good time because you lost a lot of weight and I lost a lot of weight too during that time period. Self-care. What? It's the truth?
I wasn't only doing it for the weight loss.
No, but it was a benefit.
Yes, obviously it was a benefit.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Continue. Even though you weren't doing things right.
All right. Smart business. Anyway. You got to do what you got to do at the end of the day. So
working out was one of the things I used for self-care. When I was able to afford it, because, you know, things were tight back then.
Yeah.
I started and, you know, the world started to open it back up.
Yeah.
I needed time alone. Like, I needed time to debrief myself. I needed time to just go to a place by myself, you know, get into the word, get into my prayer closet by myself, be able to just sit there. And then as the world started to open back up, I signed up and I go for my monthly massages.
That's smart.
I would go, I don't do it that much now, but I would literally go to Dunkin' Donuts every day. I made it my business every morning. It was like a routine. I would go to Dunkin' Donuts, actually sit in Dunkin' Donuts.
You sat in Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. I would have my coffee, you know, I would be on my phone, or if somebody came in that I knew, I was like, hey, what's going on? You know, or if I had a meet with somebody, it was happening at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And that was my time. Then I would go back home and deal with my parents. So during COVID, it was a little chaotic, right? Because they were used to going out. And I couldn't. I was trying to shield them from the world.
Yeah, of course.
But after COVID, it was like I would literally, because they were slow, because they are slow. And they've gotten slower.
It's because they're old.
And they've gotten slower. So what I would do is go out early in the morning, work out from the gym. I would run, go to Walmart, go to ShopRite, do whatever I needed to do. Then come back and take them to the same exact stores. Because I would have to now go at their pace. And I didn't have the patience for it. So I couldn't pick them up and take them with me the first time around because it would drive me nuts. I
so
need
you
to get
them
what I would
up and brought them back.
So it would be their time. And I would just hold back and
you're
just
good.
Be okay with watching them. Hey, hold on to the car. Hey, you know, so I would stay with my mom. She was a little stronger back then. And I would let my dad do whatever he wanted to do. And then when they got tired, I was like, you guys done? We're good? Okay. So my father was literally driving the wheelchair thing, the motorized wheelchair.
Oh, he must have had a good time.
You know, and I was like, Mom, you okay? And she would legit walk down one aisle and be like, yo estoy cansada. She'll be like, I'm tired. I'm like, all right, that's nice. Let's go. And she's like, well, let's go. So we would walk right back around. But, you know, and I know it was the dementia, but, you know, they got their fresh air. Yeah. And then I took them back home. Then I started, like, I made a whole routine. I needed to have a routine in place.
Yeah.
That was very important for me. But self-care was everything. I, you know, I was able to serve them and you guys with love and with joy again, because for a minute, I was so frustrated and I was so angry at the world.
You didn't have an outlet.
I didn't have an outlet. Or I didn't
understand. That you knew of anyway.
I didn't understand what was happening. I didn't, you know, I don't think I had, to me, I didn't have that outlet, because right now I'm still trying to make sense of how everything was priority, right?
Yeah.
You and your father and you guys were priority.
Yeah.
My parents were priority. Hope was priority. How do you come to a point where you put things in order, right? So that's where I got stuck, and I just went down that slope without realizing. I just put myself on automatic, and I was go, never refueling, just, you know, doing what needed to be done, but never refueling myself. And I became angry. I became frustrated. And I started lashing out in different ways and noticing, like, that's not my normal me.
Yeah.
But after I implemented, and it was hard to implement self-care because I felt like I was being selfish.
No, I don't think it's selfish.
When you're used to doing for others, and you finally come to a point where somebody's telling you, like, hey, self-care is essential. Hey, you need to take care of yourself first so that then you can serve others from a better place. You know, the concept sounds good, but when you try to put it into effect, you feel selfish. You feel like, man, this is selfish because they should be first. I'm rude, you know, because they should be first. Like, man, and it was hard for me. Until I started to see myself serving them from a better place, which is what I wanted all along.
Yeah, see, I could speak from like a different perspective because I never felt selfish in doing so. So just like you, as you already know, like the gym is everything to me. That's my time. Either the gym is my time or, car rides in between. Those are my time. But, like, during those times, I don't want to be interrupted. Like, I don't want to be bothered.
I know that well.
Yeah, you know that very well, right? Because you would call me and you'd be like, oh, so what time are you coming? And I'm like, Ma, I don't know. And I don't mean to, like, give an attitude. It's just like, this is me time. So, like, let me, like, this is how I decompress. And honestly, this is the space that, like, I welcome God to speak to me, like, most of the time, because I feel like I'm more audible, if that makes sense. Like, I mean, you talk about it all the time. Like, when you're on a treadmill, like, I'm 15 minutes warming up on a treadmill, and I'm, like, allowing God to, like, just talk, or I'm just watching a video on worship or whatever it may be, but that's still my time. It's more my time with God or whatever it may be. And then lifting the weights is just awesome because, like, I feel strong, and I understand it's accountability. Because if I can't lift a certain thing, I can't blame nobody but myself. So it's something to work towards. But it really helps me decompress with everything. And I know, like, once I get that in, you know, that self-care in, I can give people a better version of me. Because, and I tell people all the time, I tell you all the time, listen, if I don't have this, I'm going to be tight. I'm going to be upset. I only got a short amount of time. Like, at least this, like humbles me and puts me down. And I'm, like, back to earth. And I'm just like, all right, what do y'all need? Now I can serve you in a better light because I know if I serve me well, I can serve you well. And I think I listened to, I forgot what, I think it was Greg Rochelle or either Pastor Chad Veach. They were saying, they end their podcast with, when the leader wins, everybody else wins. Why? Because the more you're able to, you know, pour into yourself, the more you can pour out into other people. And then Pastor Chad Veach, he said a lot of good stuff. But he said, leaders only teach what they know, but they reproduce who they are.
Wow.
Right. That's leaders great. Teach what they know, but they reproduce who they are. So like I can know a lot of things, but if I'm inherently lazy, I'm going to produce more lazy leaders. So like for me, it's just like if I'm the best version of myself and I'm being a man of my word, I'm being a man of good character and stuff of that nature and man of fitness as well. Like I can produce that in others. So like I don't only see it as a, like a way to self-care for me, but I'm also serving others because by the time I go to serve them, they're getting the best version of me. They're not getting the sloppy portions.
But I think the point we're trying to make today is coming to the realization that this is what everyone needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care what walk of life. I don't care what you do, Oh, I'm not a caregiver. I'm not, you know, I'm not married yet. It doesn't matter. Caring for yourself is so essential. I mean, it just makes you a better person and makes the world around you better too, because you're serving them from a better place.
Absolutely. And that's the goal. You want to serve, you want to give people your best. You can't give people your best if you're just constantly pouring out from an empty cup. And I pray that like over you and Dad all the time, that you guys will never pour out from an empty cup, but it's a constant cup that was overflowing. Because I mean, you can burn yourself out. Like in a home, as you said, like as a leader, as a pastor, whatever it may be, if you're constantly doing, like, at what time do you get to rest too? Like resting is self-care too, believe it or not. It's a part of self-care.
Absolutely.
Right? Like resting is a part of self-care. You and Dad just came from a vacation. You got to rest. That's self-care.
Absolutely.
I mean, it goes back to your point. Like there's a lot of different ways you can do for self-care, but like obviously the gym, obviously just relaxing. I found a new portion of self-care. Yes.
Okay. What is
yes,
it?
It's a new portion. Don't hold your breath. But when my wife, my beautiful wife, goes into the shower, I know she's going to beat about an hour. I already know.
An hour?
And she loves the shower. She loves being hit by hot water, whatever. That's not my problem. What the point being is she's in there for an hour. So guess what I'm doing for an hour? I'm playing the PS5 for an hour. I'm playing video games for an hour. Right. And this is that my wife said, oh, before I had a PS5, she was like, oh, when are you going to find time for it? Yeah, 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 yeah. I found the time. I was like, I scheduled this in. So by the time I get home and she has a shower, or I know she hasn't showered yet, I'm like, you got a shower? She's like, yeah. I'm like, and she'll start laughing. I'm like, what? You got a shower, right? Go ahead, shower. She's like, I'll be quick. I was like, no, take your time. Take your time. Let me have my time. You go ahead. You do what you got to do. I'm going to do what I got to do. And so Kobe's just chilling with me while I'm playing the PS5.
That all just goes to prove.
Listen, there's different ways.
Yeah. Self-care is different for everyone, okay?
It's a good time. Phenomenal time.
But what's most important is what self-care produces.
Rest. Peace. Resting the mind. Easing of the body. You just relax, you push pause on everything just to recollect your thoughts so that way you can fill your cup back up, right?
And everything doesn't have to be the same for everyone. So for you, it's your PS5, it's your gym time, it's your car ride. For me, it's my prayer time, it's my gym time, it's my monthly massage.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'll enjoy like going out to dinner, even though I cooked for the house. Then I tell my husband, okay, let's go out. He's like, Liz, you cooked. I'm like, yeah, but let's go. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't eat my own food only because I'm out. I'm trying to serve him and have, you know, private time with him.
Yeah.
While relaxing at the same time. So, I mean, I find it in different things, but it's not one size fit all. So I know my sister hates massages, right? But I love them. So find self-care, define it according to what works for you, what brings you peace. Like I said earlier, there has been times where I have legit taken a ride to Dunkin' Donuts and I parked the car there for a half hour, 40 minutes. And I'm in the car scrolling through social media or listening to worship or listening to a sermon. That's my downtime.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same exact way. I actually like listening to the Bible being read as I'm driving.
I don't know.
I enjoy it because I remember how I told you I was doing this.
Like the voices though. They sound like robotic.
Well, that's not what I do it for. I mean, you're right. They can definitely have like Morgan Freeman or something, but, or the voice of, who's the voice of Mufasa?
Mufasa. He just passed away.
Yeah. The old one, not the new, not.
James Earl Jones.
That's it. If he read the Bible to me, he would bring it to life. I mean, whatever it may be. But I finished actually the devotional of going through the chronological version in a year. I've already finished that, but now I'm doing it over again. But this time around, I like to make it a little bit more challenging. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I pray, I feel like I have ADHD. Like, I'll be like, so, like, I'll start off like this, right? So, I'm like, yo, Jesus, thank you for this day. What, you know, you have my yes today, you know, whatever assignment you have before me, like, whatever you want me to do, you know, whatever. And this is, and I found out the root. This is where, like, this is where it begins. Okay. When I say these words, I'm like, Lord, whatever's not of you on my heart, I pray you remove it and you take your rightful place back at the throne of my heart. As soon as I say that, it's like, I'm like, squirrel. I'm like, okay, so. Then I'm like, just going about my day and I'm like, oh, snap, like, I forgot. You know, like, how you say magic words is like, oh, if I say this, you're going to just... That's how it feels when I say that. Like, I just... That don't happen to you?
No.
You don't get distracted?
When I pray?
Yeah.
If
I'm not the only one.
If I don't have music, yes.
Even with music sometimes... Well, music is different because, like, I'll pray and then at that same point, I'll start singing a song. Thinking I could sing.
I just find that music helps me enter into his presence differently. And yeah. Once I'm in, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, unless, like I said, it's, yes, my mind has wandered, you know, from time to time, but I think that's normal. Yeah. I don't think there's one person out there that can say, you know, their mind hasn't wandered. I do. My mind will wander, but it's easy for me to re-engage and bring it back.
Yeah, see, I struggle with re-engaging and putting it back. But my point being is that now I'm trying to be, when they read the scriptures to me, I'm trying to be as present as possible. So the first time around, it was just, can I get a basic understanding, basic foundation of all the biblical stories, even the stories I didn't know, especially Leviticus. I'm not a fan of the book. Terrible. Actually, Leah sent me a meme. Well, I sent Leah a meme and this guy is like, oh, you going too fast? Jail. Oh, you stopped here at a red light? Jail. Like, that's basically describing Leviticus or whatever. But now I'm just trying to be present as much as possible. So what I didn't pick up the first time around, I'm going to see if I can pick it up this time. So that's why I'm a little challenging in myself a little bit.
Absolutely. And that's another form of self-care, too.
Yeah.
Whatever you're feeding yourself
yes.
is part of self-care.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you're engaging in, that's yeah. part of self-care.
Whatever social media content you're consuming, that's
part self-care. Of self-care. So because everything that's going to affect your outcome, that's self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. 1,000%. I'm all for self-care. So
I don't know how I lived life prior to self-care or to acknowledging that self-care is needed.
Yeah.
But like Romans, you know, chapter 8:28, that all things work together for our good. Like that legit, that hard time in my life, that beginning, that first time when my parents first came and everything was piled up and I thought legit I was going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
It was such a hard and a trying time, but so much good was produced out of it. And I learned about self-care and I learned how to apply it. And I learned that I had the ability to become a better person, that I didn't have to become bitter. I could become better.
That part.
So it was my choice, but I actually had to do the work.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's hard to do the work. And that was the whole point that I wanted to talk to you today about. It's hard to do the work when you don't acknowledge this is what I need.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes people legit don't know. I would love to do a survey, like how many people legit practice self-care, because I guarantee you people that are busy with the hustle and the bustle, people that have little kids, people that have a lot of, you know, on their plate, people that are, you know, executives at work and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure that the majority of them won't implement self-care because they haven't had the moment to stop and think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go,
it's just
go,
on to the next,
go,
on
go.
To the next.
Until you
next.
Crash.
Yeah.
And then when you crash, you have no other choice but to say, well, how am I going to come out of this and how am I going to be better? Because I felt like I was stuck.
Yeah.
Your grandparents are here. I can't send them back.
Send them back is crazy.
I can't send them back, right?
Imagine.
Right? I'm married.
Yeah.
I can't send my husband nowhere. I have you
I,
five.
I don't approve that message, Pastor.
I have you five kids. I can't get rid of y'all.
You're definitely not getting rid of me, so it is what
we
it is.
We started Hope. You can't just backtrack.
Nah, you can't.
So everything that was on my plate was something that I didn't have a way out of.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for it because I was able to discover self-care is essential. And I really think that God intended us to have self-care.
Yeah, he did, for sure.
So that then we could become better in fulfilling our assignment. So I became a better wife.
Yeah.
I became a better mom. I became a better daughter. I became a better pastor because I was taking care of me first.
Yeah, you got to. You got
and to. In all of that, I was able to not only learn, but now I'm able to teach others based on my experience. So, you know, they're going to school for free on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had to divulge all my downfalls.
Yeah.
To help them avoid from falling in the same pit that I found myself in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So self-care to me is essential. I will pay what I have to pay if that's what it takes. I will take the ride I have to take if that's what it takes. You know, I'll lock myself away in a room if that would, you know, if I gotta take 10 vacations, that's what I'm gonna do.
10 vacations sound nice, so I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, I know, it does. Like, I, you know. But listen, just being away even this past week with your dad, it was heaven on earth.
I can only imagine being in Aruba with the sun and you come out tan like you did.
It was heaven on earth. Like, to be away from all of your responsibilities. And I swear to you, God is closer to us in Aruba.
Yeah, that's funny.
I just felt like I had this direct connect. Like, I would go onto the balcony and I was like, Lord, and I felt his presence. I would walk out on the beach and I would say, Lord, and I felt his presence.
That's so funny.
I would look into the sunset. I said, Lord, and I would feel his presence.
I wish I was in Aruba with you guys. Oh, my goodness.
I wanted you guys to be there. I thought about you guys and the times that we had spent there. So, yeah, I did. But it was amazing. When you quiet down all the noise.
Yeah, you got to.
How loud you can hear God speak.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. I think that's so essential. Like, you really putting the volume down. You just spoke about fasting yesterday in Bible study, right? Like, I think I believe fasting allows us to put the volume of the world down.
Absolutely.
So that way you can. Well, that's the whole point, is to put the volume of God all the way up during that time period. So getting away from distractions, that's another form of self-care. Right? Because we're always distracted by something all the time.
And being intentional on taking yourself out of one place and putting yourself in another place. So I tell people all the time, because, you know, I'm in this closed Facebook group for caregivers, you know, for people with dementia. And, you know, and I tell them all the time, and those that I know personally that are caring for a loved one, listen, self-care is essential. I don't care if it's 10 minutes a day, if it's 5 minutes, you know, every hour, if it's half hour through the 24, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's essential. And whatever way you find to implement it, because you're only going to become better for it.
Absolutely. And I'll end it with this. And I'll tell a quote from a wise woman, this one, that she's always told me, you are going to be the best investment you ever make.
So
you will be the best investment you ever make. You're going to be your number one cheerleader. You're going to be the person you get to speak life into. When there's nobody around you speaking life into, you get to be that person for you. People want to see you be there for yourself first before they're there for you.
Definitely. Like, that's why I started my mentorship program, Reset Her.
Yeah, hop on that if you're not, all ladies.
If you're not on there, Reset Her. Just go to lisetterodriguez.net/mentorship. Lisette Rodriguez altogether. .net/mentorship. I run a mentorship program for the girls and or for the women of all ages. And basically is that.
Yeah.
You know, just teaching them about self-care, having them become the best version of who they already are.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing. So if you're not connected to me, please connect yourself. Follow me on all social media pages. I would love to link up and get together with you. But.
And as you get connected to that, and if you're not connected here, subscribe to our channel. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube.
All platforms.
Yeah, all type of platforms. Spotify, hit that notification button. Hit that bell so that way you're always updated with every episode. And leave us a comment. Leave us a rating as well. That'll help us out. Help us a lot. But also send this to somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, be a blessing to somebody else who doesn't understand self-care or even know what the topic is all about when regarding self-care as well. And also, one more thing, shout out to our producer, Vanessa. You can see her at Vanessa Films on Instagram. That's her handle. She does all the work. And
She's
for her, if it wasn't for her, this would not be possible.
True story.
So again, most important thing, self-care. You deserve it and you need to invest in yourself.
You are your best investment.
Absolutely. You guys have a blessed day.
Take care.